I know, do not disturb.
That's, I like that. Oh, it's warming.
Yeah,
way better.
One of those stockings
What's that?
Do I have one of those stockings hanging in your house?
One of those?
A lightning stocking?
Yeah, what's the one? Is that an anomaly on the...
Yeah, it's anomaly.
Ooh, getting old. The eyes are gone. All right, let's go.
Is there a way to describe just watching Anthony Cirelli's?
Yeah, Will us the 2 points tonight. That's what he did. What a burst, especially. I mean, he was north of 20 minutes tonight. So to have that energy, you know, the 40 or the whatever 64th minute of the game, that was pretty impressive. But we've been getting that out of him since the day he's been with this team, and you know, you just reward him now with ice time, and he's giving it back to us with plays like that.
I think you need that too, because this was a game that had a funny feel to it. You had the puck so much, you had to look in the third period, it's kind of tied, bad turnover, losing the time goal.
Yeah.
I mean, how much did you need to find a way to
get we need points. Is it too early to look in the standings? Probably, but you look in the corner of your eye, and it's so close, and it seems like teams in the East are winning every night. We got to keep up with them, and everybody says, "Well, you got games in hand; you still got to win those." But a lot of good things happening tonight in the game, and give their goalie credit. Actually, both goalies, you know, played well, but we needed those too, and we got them.
You guys as a team needed it, but was it also good to see Cirelli get that one after having a couple of called backs in the
Yeah. You know what? He almost did the exact same thing. We're like, you try and shoot it before you get to the blue paint. And I don't know if he did on this one either, but at least he got it up. So it was a little bit of a running joke. So it's, but it was good. It worked out for us this time.
You've seen his work ethic since day one and how relentless he is. But how much have you seen his offensive confidence grow? You can kind of make it kind of play end-to-end where you can go to the net like that and kind of...
Well, that's the growth. And I think, you know, with Tony, I don't think he ever, you know, has jumped in leagues where he's been like the leading scorer of the league or anything like that. But you know, every coach he's had is how dependable he is. And, that term 200-foot player is used a lot, but there are some guys that get that, you know, tag to him. And he's definitely going to be one of them. And when you start rounding out your offensive game, yeah, and you can still play against the other players or the other team's top lines, like you deserve to be there, but all of a sudden now you become hard to play against. And you know, guys will start looking at him saying, that's our assignment tonight. You're going to have to work, and that's what he does.
Kucherov played the one shift in the third period. What happened with him?
We just, you know, as a coach, we're making decisions and... you know, what was best for us to win tonight, and so he didn't play much in the third.
Is that based solely on the turnover, or is there
more? No, it was just, you know, our decision.
Is that a hard decision to make?
He's a huge part of our team, so it could be anybody. And, but we, you know, as a group, we just put ourselves in a position we want to win this game, and this is what we rolled with tonight.
Vanessi had that huge save early in overtime on the Pageau breakaway.
Yeah. That was, you know what, I'll own that a little bit. I think I was a little late on calling on the lines because we were kind of getting chances, and I think I got probably caught up in the game a little bit as well, and we were late kind of on the jump, and we missed an assignment. But you need your guy to make a save, and Vassi's done that for us, and that was a huge one tonight.
The 4-minute penalty kill there on the third, again, dominating possession, and then you have to
uplifting.
Kill at four.
You know, like I don't know if we've given up a shot in the period yet, and we've had our chances, and then all of a sudden, you know, a two turns into four. But it was outstanding job of them. I don't think they got in the first 2 minutes, I don't think they had a shot. Then we started leaking oil a little bit because, you know, 4 minutes to kill, guys are getting gassed out there, and but Vassi was there when we needed him, and those are plays, you know, you got to kill those off. Like, you want to win, you got to kill those off, and the boys did that tonight.
Make a tough decision like that with Kucherov. How much did that come in to message the rest of the group too, in terms of you?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the players. Good.
Stay out tomorrow.